You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. This week, commentator Dr. Cheryl White takes us into the world of magical incantations and explores the word abracadabra.
Sometimes getting to the root of a story or legend requires going deep back into the historical record. And today we examine a popular magical expression straight from the pages of shared Western culture, but with an origin that is obscure and also complex. To say the magic word, abracadabra, is the domain of magicians. After all, it has long been used on public stages to captivate audiences at the moment something extraordinary occurs. But what does the word mean? Where did it come from? In what language does it originate, and how did it come to be associated with magic? It is interesting that this word, abracadabra, has various associated meanings throughout history, and this provides a great opportunity to explore some fascinating possibilities. The notions of its origin range from the religious to the cultural. One prominent theory of explanation is that the word actually is derived from several Hebrew words put together, amounting to an abbreviated version of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. If so, this origin would be quite ancient, perhaps as early as the 1st century Roman Empire. And some scholars have suggested that at the time this would not have been used for magical purposes at all. There are other numerous explanations as well, including one that suggests the word comes from a Greek term, abraxas, found in many ancient Gnostic texts. This word also seems to have ancient mystical meaning, made even more intriguing by its link to numerology. Interestingly, any fan of Harry Potter will have noted the use of an ancient Aramaic term, Avada Kedavra, in those books as a spell invocation at Hogwarts School for Wizardry. Interestingly, there is an obscure source from classical antiquity that uses the exact term abracadabra as a sort of a written pyramid, where the word is repeatedly written on separate lines, removing a letter each time until only the letter A remains. This 2nd century source indicates this had medicinal healing properties. And furthermore, there is some evidence from 3rd century Rome that the word itself was a talisman, a safeguard against sickness and evil. We even find the word being used in the last great outbreak of bubonic plague in 1666 in London. While all of these possibilities suggest an ancient origin for the term that we popularly associate with stage magicians today, none of these suggested explanations can be credited as the exact point of origin. It may, in fact, be even older. So how did the term find its way into entertainment and therefore our current culture? It is likely a matter of the progress of history. Such an ancient word, whether Christian or mystical in origin, obviously had meaning that was associated with the supernatural. The ancients believed that words themselves are powerful, conveying more than mere ideas for communication. Passing of civilization into the modern era and the resulting decline of popular superstitions probably accounts for the word's transfer into the modern age. The rise of magic as a form of stage entertainment in the 19th century has certainly assured its survival. Abracadabra. The word itself evokes a sudden, mysterious change, both magical and dramatic. One thing we know is that wherever history meets legend, surely anything can happen.
Dr. Cheryl White is an associate professor in the Department of History and Social Sciences at LSUS, and she can be heard each Thursday morning at 7:45 on Red River Radio.